listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. The state government is set to introduce tougher new penalties for offenders who ram emergency vehicles. There has been at least 60 cases of police vehicles being damaged during attempts to stop people. In March, a man allegedly stole a patrol car in Cairns, ending in a multi-vehicle smash after a three-hour car chase. Ramming an emergency vehicle will become a criminal offence with a maximum jail term of 14 years. Anyone causing willful damage to a vehicle faces up to 7 years jail time. As the populations in regional Queensland increase, so will our road fatalities. In the 21 to 22 financial year, Cairns contributed 3.4% to Queensland's population growth. Professor Noel Howard from QUT's Centre for Road Accident Research and Safety says as people move from big cities, the level of driving enforcement needs to improve.
And in those regional areas, the roads aren't as good, the speed limits are higher, population's going up. So overall, that's all coming together to result in more fatalities.
There has been 29 fatalities in car accidents in the whole of North Queensland this year. And Palm Cove is proving to be the destination to visit as the Reef House Adults Retreat picked up more awards. The adults-only accommodation have scooped up the TripAdvisor number one luxury hotel in Australia for 2024. The Reef House also recently bagged two gold titles for the best five-star accom in both Queensland and nationally. Director Malcolm Bean says they recently launched residency stays after many guests requested to stay for 30 nights or more. Taking a look at local sport. In the QRL, heading into round 7, our Northern Pride have earned themselves some rest time after securing 4 wins already this season. Elsewhere in the NRL, it'll be a battle in the trenches at Country Bank Stadium tomorrow with our Cowboys taking on the Panthers. North Queensland wanting a better result for Kyle Felt's 200th game after being mauled by the Sharks in Sydney last weekend.